On Daf Yud Amud Aleph, there's a machlokas regarding sukkah tachas ha-sukkah in terms of which one would be kosher. So it's a question of what does it mean that the top one is good and therefore the bottom one is no good, or the bottom one is good, therefore the top one is no good. So they quote a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says, it means Dirim Bel Yona Tachtona Ksheira. If nobody lives in the top one, then the bottom one is good. So they say, what does it mean that no one lives there? So he says, it's not Ra'ui Ladira. So what does it mean, not Ra'i L'dira? So Rav Dimi explains that if the bottom one, there's the roof of the bottom one, the schach, which is also the floor of the top one, is not strong enough to hold the karim and the ksaso shel elyona, right? So it's not strong enough to hold the various blankets and pillows that you would bring into the top one. Then the bottom one is kosher. Based on this statement, Rashi over here explains that what do you need karim and ksasos in the upper sukkah? Why is there blankets and pillows in the top sukkah? Why can't you just say that it's not able to hold the weight of the sukkah itself, or it's not able to hold the person inside the sukkah? So Rashi explains, what do you need blankets and pillows there? So he says, to sleep. You need to be able to go to sleep in the top sukkah. So this is a raya that the Avnei Nezer uses. The Avnei Nezer is in Archaim Tuf Ayin Tes, as proof against the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi is in Siman Tzadik Daled, where he argues on the Mordechai, which is also accepted lahalacha by the Ramah. We've already spoken about this, I think, once, that you need a sukkah which is ra'ui for everything. You can't just have one sukkah which you could only sleep in and one sukkah which you could only eat in. Rather, you have to have a sukkah which is ra'ui for everything all at the same time. The Ramah, quoting the Mordechai, explains that if you have a sukkah that you're afraid to sleep in, so that you're not even allowed to eat there. Now, the Chacham Tzvi disagrees. He says you could have a sukkah where you could eat, you could have a sukkah where you could sleep. You know, chaps, the biggest nafkamina for like restaurant sukkahs and things like that. But in the end of the day, the Avnei Nezer sides with the Mordechai and the Ramah, and he uses this statement of Rashi as one of his three main proofs. He has a couple of other proofs. We're not going to get into them right now. But he says that why would Rashi say that we're talking dafka about sleeping? Why would the Gemara say we need karm and ksasos? So he explains, because Rashi obviously holds, like the Shita of the Mordechai, that in order to be yotzei with a sukkah that is ra'ui for sleep, I'm sorry, in order to be yotzei with eating in a sukkah, you need a sukkah that is not just ra'ui for eating, you need a sukkah that is ra'ui for sleeping as well. And therefore, Rashi concludes that one is obligated to be able to put his blankets and his pillows or his mattress in the upper sukkah in order for the upper sukkah to be considered a real sukkah. Whereas if it's not able to hold the weight of the mattress or the blankets, then it is not considered a real sukkah. So therefore, the Chacham Tzvi concludes the halacha that you need a sukkah which is relevant, which is, it's possible to both eat and sleep in the sukkah, even given the environment that it's in. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah does quote the sheet of the Chacham Tzvi. I once remember asking the Shaila to Rav Shechter what you should do. He said, if you find yourself in a sukkah where you wouldn't sleep there, he says, best lechadchila to avoid the machlokas and to try to only eat foods which me'ikar adin are pater from eating in a sukkah. So best to avoid eating a kibetza of pas or mizonos, and just to stick to shahakol and those types of foods, in order that you're not actually chayev to make a leishiv basukkah, so you don't have to get involved in the suffik bracha, and maybe you're not violating anything by eating it outside of the sukkah.